Welcome to another episode of Lexi Plants. Today we have a special guest. He's a defensive tackle for Northern Illinois University, Skylar Gil Howard. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. Thank you for having me on.
Man, I appreciate you coming, man. So, let's get to it. How did you start playing football?
I started playing at a young age. I think I was eight, back when I used to live in inner city Milwaukee. On like Brown Deer, there was like this, we had this like league, some little kid league, and then it was always just fun because I was always like a child that was like always like physical, but like kind of like controlling it. I just always developed a love for it, and then eventually I grew a deeper passion for it, wanting to take things to the next level. So it started at a very young age. I was about like eight, and then I just never stopped, fell in love with it.
So who's that person that put you into football?
Oh, it was my dad. He always wanted me just to like do something like extracurricular, just not being in the house all day. He wanted me productive, so he put me in football, which I kind of asked for too, but he put me in there, and then ever since then, just been taking off.
I feel you. So like, what drew you to play as a defensive tackle?
Well, originally, I used to never want to play D-line. All throughout my whole career, I was a linebacker, played middle linebacker. But I first started playing D-tackle when I went to Northern Illinois because I was a D2 linebacker. And I entered the transfer portal after my first season, and they offered me as a D-tackle, and it was really only the only D1 opportunity I was getting, so I took it. So, yeah, I really never wanted to play D-line, but it just ended up that way.
So how you liking it?
I like it. It's pretty fun. Like, you don't have to know as much as when you're playing linebacker, so that's pretty smooth.
So you got the freedom.
Yeah, you're just more lenient, yeah.
Okay. Now, why Northern Illinois? Correct me if I'm saying that school.
Yeah, Northern Illinois.
Yeah, why that school? What made you pick that school?
So when I was in the portal, like, it was one of the only D1s that I had coming out the portal, but I could have went to like South Dakota, North Dakota, and a few other just small D1s, but I chose Northern Illinois because like all the coaches just seemed so trustworthy. It felt like a brotherhood with the team, and it was a lot more diverse than where I was coming from. A lot more brothers on the team, so that was pretty much it. And a few of my friends play on Northern Illinois too, so that's how I got there too. But it always felt like home, like family type vibe, so that's why.
I see. So I want to go back to, you said you grew up in inner city. Yeah. You know, most kids be a product of their environment. What made you stay on the straight arrow?
Basically, it was just like I was really mature from a young age. Like with the way I grew up, I went through some family issues and stuff like that. And I got separated from my mom to go live with my dad. And, like, I was always mature since then, and, like, I don't know. When I was young, I could, like, see things around me that I knew wasn't right, and, like, I knew, like, wasn't really my purpose or my focus. So, like, I would always be, like, venturing out, like, and things like that. Like, people used to think I was weird when I was going to NPS, try to, like, bully me and stuff, but, like, I don't know where they are at now, but I know it's not where I'm at.
And, be like that.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I was just always more mature and always knew, like, what my purpose was, and family kept me, my dad was a huge part. He kept me straight, kept me in line, because he always told me, like, as a young black man, like, the system isn't built for us to win. So he just told me to keep my focus and stuff like that. So that's how I stayed in line and focused.
Yeah, I want to chime in or something. You said, like, the people who, I ain't gonna say you was bullied, but people who would make fun of you. Like, the same, it's just crazy how the table turns.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the popular kids making fun of you now, like, you right, you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, back then they ain't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. Yeah, man, that's how I feel, dog. That's like, yeah, man, shit. So, like, yeah, like, so people seen your success, have they been, like, not gonna ask you, I'm gonna be straightforward. The same ones who be dissing you, like, females and stuff like that, like, have they, you know, spin a block, they making all?
At a time, they used to, but I make myself, like, unless you're really somebody that I'm locked in with. Like, I make myself pretty unapproachable. So, like, a few from time to time, but, like, I really don't engage in any type of conversation with anybody who was hating or thing like that. Like, I got my circle, and I'm pretty locked in with them, but people definitely do, like, yo, like, what's going on? Like,
yeah, what's up, big head? What's like, up? Yeah.
And I'm just like, nah. So, there's definitely been times, and it's funny to see how it plays out, but, yeah.
So, this is your third year, second year?
Yeah, it's my redshirt junior year. Meaning I'm a junior on the field, but a senior in the classroom. But I do have one more year if I want to take it. So, technically, I'm a junior. Let's just say that.
Okay, so what are your plans after college football? Like you trying to do the NFL combine, stuff like that?
My main focus is going to the league, whether that's making the combine or just getting the pro day or a camp invite from any team that there is. My goal is to go league, but, like, obviously I have, like, other stuff that I want to do in life. A main one is videography, but my main purpose right now is going league, so that's what I've been working towards.
Nice, nice. So I want to ask you this: who's your top? I ain't even gonna say that certain position. How can I ask you this? Who's your GOAT in the NFL? It's people like you. You inspire.
So the funny thing is, like, when I grew up playing football, I never used to watch football. I always loved watching basketball. But, like, I played running back and middle linebacker growing up. And, like, originally I just wanted to play running back my whole career. But my GOAT was Marshawn Lynch because he was just – the way he would run through people, he was so cold. And then, like, after he retired and stuff, I kind of, like, stopped watching football. But I always wore 24, like, middle school, high school. But then, like, I would say, like, right now, like, obviously people would be mad, but, like, I just started getting back into football, like, when Patrick Mahomes got drafted. And I would say, like, my goal right now would be him, but obviously he's not better than Tom yet, but I got Mahomes. But if we talk in my position, Aaron Donald, I study his game a lot, and, like, because we kind of got the same, like, figure. So I just try to, like, see what he's doing that I can incorporate into my game. But, like, if we talk about my position, it's Aaron Donald for sure.
I see. So how's your diet? Is there certain foods you don't eat, or you have a strict meal plan?
I don't have a strict meal plan, but I have a whole list that I go through weekly that my nutritionist put together for me, our team nutritionist. I'm cutting out most of the fatty foods. I don't like to eat out a lot. But, like, occasionally I will, probably, like, once a week or something like that. But my diet is I have to stay high in protein and carbs and things like that. But the nutritionist also wants me to incorporate those greens and just the colors in there. So, like, with every meal I'm eating some fruit, eating some vegetables, whether that's broccoli, carrots, or anything like that. I'm eating strawberries, pineapples, grapes, whatever it is, just to balance the meal out. So, like, let's say for breakfast, I'll eat 5 eggs, 4 pieces of bacon, a bagel, and then some fruit, and then call it that. And then for lunch, I'm eating, like, I can go to Qdoba or Chipotle and then just grab, like, a bowl with double chicken, add all the veggies and stuff like that. And then for dinner, I'm eating, like, pasta with red sauce and just ground beef and stuff like that, but then adding, like, the broccoli and all that stuff, fruit. And, like, for snacks, I might make a protein shake or something like that. So, just trying to stay high in calories, because especially playing D-tackle, you got to maintain your weight. Okay. So I got to eat, like, about 6,000 calories a day just to maintain it with the way I'm working out. So
how often you work out?
2 to 3 times a day. We work out twice.
Oh, then you can get it in.
We work out twice for football, and then I usually go do some stuff on my own, like D-line work, but about 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay. Now, a couple questions before we switch topics. First question is, how do you keep staying consistent? Because most people who do a sport, they don't really stay consistent with it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people who, like, damn, you know, he had game, but he never was consistent. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what made you to keep going and keep being consistent?
It's been hard, I'm not going to lie, but until recently, when I heard my coach say a minute ago, he was like, The problem is you guys think you have time. And I've been trying to focus on getting my body right. Like, just this past month and a half, I lost 2% body fat. I went from 24 to 22. So I've been staying on the right track. But, like, he said the problem is you think you have time to the whole team. And that just made me think, like, if I want to do something, it can't just be once, because then nothing's ever going to play out. And what I live by is, like, the way I stay consistent is, like, discipline. I told my teammates the other day, I was like, motivation is going to get you started, but discipline is going to keep you going. And if you don't have discipline, then what are you?
Nah, facts.
It's just going to fall apart. And so that's kind of what I live by, to stay consistent. And another thing is, like, I don't really have a choice. Like, if I want to go lead, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I'm 29. I just turned 29. Yeah. And, like, you don't want to be my age and just, like, because I ain't going to lie. I got a little regrets a little bit. Like, damn, maybe if I would have did this and this and that. Yeah. You don't want to be like that, bro. You want to, like, you 21. And, man, that 21 come, like, you been 20. Yeah. But, bro, like, you be 21 today. You be 25 tomorrow. And you be, like, 20. Like, that shit go by super fast. So, what's your coach gave you, like, yeah, keep that in mind also, too, like, shit, what I'm telling you is, like, you know, man, just keep it going, because time does not wait, and that's what a lot of people problem, like, oh, I could, you know, I could do it tomorrow, or I can, nah, man, time don't wait for no one.
Definitely.
Yeah, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man, because the hard work gonna definitely show. And the last question I want to ask you, how does it feel to be in the NCAA game, man? Like, what was your thoughts when you found out you're gonna be in this game?
Nah, so, it was crazy, because they do a whole selection process, and some people didn't get in, but they'll send out an email, and it'll either say you're in or you're not in the game. And when I got that email saying that I was in, it was just a surreal feeling, because, like,
damn, yeah.
I didn't think I was going to be in a video game until I went to the NFL. But, like, because college football is so big to the community, and everybody loves playing it, and I was like, dang, like, this is actually real. Like, people sending me my player on, like, Snapchat, or texting me.
Texting
me my player and stuff.
Yeah.
And
so does it look just like you a little bit? Or?
Nah. It doesn't look – I don't – they could have did a good job, a better job with the – making us look – with the face games, making us look a little more real. But at the end of the day, we're going to have our helmets on in the game. It's not like 2K or nothing. But I don't know. It's pretty smooth. Like, I don't – it's just crazy, like, because all my friends, all my little bros, like, texting me, like, yo – this is crazy. I didn't know you were going to be in the game, because obviously some people didn't make it. Yeah. And then, like, even family members talking about, like, dang, I'm going to start playing with you, playing as you. And it's just crazy that, like, I can go in the game and play as myself. And I don't know. It's just crazy that it's happening, like, right now.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Just God's timing, as they say.
Thanks.
Yeah, and that's why, like, you were telling me your story about being in, you know, living in the inner city, and, like, you just knew from right from wrong, man.
Yeah.
I feel like God have a purpose for you. You know what I'm saying?
God is a big part in my life. I talk to him every day, and I don't know. Without God, I don't know how far I would make it. But
yeah, man.
It's been a blessing.
Yeah, man. You know, no lie, bro. Like, I'm very proud of you, bro. Because, like, I you know, in case people don't know how we met.
Yeah.
Saw you at the gym.
Yeah, I be hooping.
Yeah, man, looking like Zion. A lot of people saw you, like, damn, this nigga looking like Zion. So you told me you hoop. I mean, you told me you play football.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, you told me you D1. I'm like, oh, shit. So you must be for real, Cole, in my head. But just talking with you, man, like, yeah, you definitely have a bright future, man. Keep it going, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Man, heck yeah. So now you in college, your major is in marketing.
Yep.
So how's that like being a college student?
It's actually not that bad, like, if you really locked in, like, it ain't hard. Turn in the homework, do the work, study for the quizzes, kind of, but it ain't that hard. And especially with my major, like, I'm using marketing to help out with, like, videography, which is what I want to do, like, after league or while I'm in the league. But it's not that hard trying to manage. In the season, it's a little hard, though, just because, like, we'd be traveling and stuff. Like, you might be working on your homework on the plane, but as long as you turn stuff in all the time, like, the teachers are super lenient too, at our school at least. So, like, if you turn it in a day late because we play on Saturday and it's due Sunday and they give you extra day, like, they usually will. But it ain't hard to manage, but it's pretty smooth. Like, especially my degree is more interactive.
Yeah.
So I'm interacting with people, learning the marketing aspect of things and applying that to my videography stuff. So it's been a smooth balance. I never had under a 3.0 in college, so.
Damn, smart.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dog. That's what's up. Now, what I want, so before I switch the topic. I agree when you said about, you know, when you said your school is lenient or whatever. Yeah, most professors are lenient if you're communicated with them.
Yeah, facts.
Because I was in college. I went to MATC.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in MATC, you know, I was communicating with the professors about certain stuff that I was going, you know, hey, I'm going to turn this in late. So you is right. So whoever's listening, if you're a college student, communicate with your professor for sure.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah.
As long as you communicate, they'll be cool. But if you try to tell them, like, you email them right after the game ends, they're like, nah, you knew that your game was yesterday and you just texting me now, emailing me now. So, yeah, they ain't going to be lenient then. But as long as you communicate, we'll be good. And the team does it, like, a great job. They'll, like, our academic team for football, they'll send, like, our professors our schedule and stuff and tell them that we'll be gone. So they'll just know without even telling us. But as long as you communicate too, you'll be straight. You'll be straight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what I want to ask you is that how do you balance your personal life, you know, being a college student and being a college athlete? How do you juggle with that?
I'm not going to lie. When I'm at college, I don't really have much of a personal life. Like, I wouldn't know a lot of people around campus just because, like, if I'm not on the field or, like, training or something, like, or I barely even hang with my teammates. I'm not going to lie. But I got a good, like, connection with them and stuff like that. But, like, I'm usually just chilling in the room, editing, doing some videography stuff, just, like, staying productive. But, like, having a social life is cool. And I do have one, but it's not as, like, it would be, like, other people. Like, I don't usually go out much. But, like, I wouldn't say it's hard to balance because, like, they say usually you find your, like, best friend or something in college. Like, my best friend's been the same friend since I moved to this side of town, the south side of town, living in Greenfield. So, like, and I still talk to those guys on every day. So, the social life aspect hasn't been too hard. And being an athlete and a student hasn't been too hard. I don't usually socialize with people, but, yeah. That's just me, though.
Let me guess. You call those introverts?
Yeah, I'm an introvert.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You remind me of my guy, Austin. Yeah, they don't like being around people sometimes. So yeah. They like to be in their own little bubble.
Yeah, if I'm not with the guys from here, I'm usually chilling.
Yeah, so. Damn. I'm surprised you did this. The introverts don't like stepping out their comfort
zone. Nah, I would. The thing about me is I would do something like this any time of the week because I love what you're doing. And, like, I would love to just get my opinion out there. You know what I'm saying? Talk with you. See what your opinion is on certain things and stuff like that. So, like, I love doing stuff like this because I'm helping other people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And you helping me. So, yeah, I love doing stuff like this. But, like, I'm not, like, I rarely go out from time to time unless my friends, like, been begging me for months. But I'm an introvert to certain things, but to a certain extent because especially, like, with football, like, I can't be an introvert on the field.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So, I don't think you would have made it to this level.
Yeah.
No, but nothing wrong being an introvert. I think we all got some introvert in this. Yeah. I don't know that's a fucking word, but everyone got some type of introvert in us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't like being bothered. I like to be locked into my own bubble. Yeah. And
I mean,
you know,
in my own world.
Yeah, go to the gym, come home, do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I definitely. So, like, what's your best advice for anyone that's chasing their dreams, who wants to get to the level you at?
I would say a big thing I had to learn was, like, especially what's been going on, like, the past few years of my life. If you're going through something, don't let what it is really, like, take that mental toll on you. Like, if you're going through something, you got to face it. You can't just hold it in. Like, my whole life I've been holding stuff in. Like, that hasn't been good for me at all. And I just been learning, like, you got to face it, whether that's coming closer to God, going to see a therapist, or just, like, changing your schedule, meditating. Like, figure out a way to face your problems, but don't hold them in because that can be the worst thing you ever do. And I learned that the hard way. So I would say whatever you're going through, face it. And like I said before, like, if you're going to do something, have discipline because you might be motivated one day to start, but the discipline is going to keep you going because you're not going to be motivated every day. Like, sometimes I walk into the facility like, damn, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, be like that.
But, like, the discipline kicks in, like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do in the future. So, if you got discipline, you're going somewhere. So
yeah, facts. Yeah, facts. How do you take your mental health?
I used to not take it serious at all until, like, my brother passed a few years ago, my first year at NIU. And, like, it was tragic because, like I said, I used to live in inner city Milwaukee. And I got separated from them, so they were still living on the north side. And it was fatal, tragic not even accident. It was tragic. He got set up by his friends, and then that happened. So, like, after that, like, that's when I had to learn, like, not to hold it in because I was holding in, like, that when it happened, I drove down here. Then I went back to school because we had practice the next day. We were playing Kentucky that week, but I wasn't playing that year. I was redshirting that year, so I was on the scout team. But, like, that whole week, I was busting their ass, but it was just, like, after every play, I'm, like, getting on them, like, you suck, like, this and that, like, you can't mess with me and stuff like that. And, like, I've never been that type of player to, like, put it in somebody's face that I'm better than them, but, like, I was doing that. And my coach is like, you know, if you need time, we'll give that to you. And then our special operations person recommended I go see a therapist. And, like, I did not want to go see a therapist. I ain't gonna lie. I kept pushing them off for, like, weeks, and then it was just getting worse. So I went to go talk to her, and, like, it really helped me, like, face what I was going through and face my problems. So, like, and I still talk to a therapist, like, every now and then just to, like, not go back into that cycle. So, yeah, like, for me, I didn't really take it serious because I didn't want to take it serious. I thought, like, oh, I mean, you know how it is for us. Like, oh, we're going to get through it. It's going to be all right. But, like, seeing a therapist is very beneficial. So it was hard at first, but now I'm in a groove with mental health and staying on top.
Yeah, I agree. I talk to a therapist every once a month.
Yeah.
It's been keeping me afloat. You know, it's something that I've been keeping in mind. Something I can share with you too. Something you can keep in mind as well. God have a purpose for you, and the devil have a purpose against you.
Yep.
So I'm just speaking to you. Like, you got a lot of good things coming your way, and God have a purpose for you, and the devil knows that. So, like, the devil gonna try to put people. They'll use people or different things to stop you from your purpose.
Facts.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, long you keep leaning on God and just keep doing things, keep doing who you are, and keep being that good person, man, like, you're going to overcome a lot because most people in your position, honestly, no, most people, man, I'm going to be straightforward, like, most people wouldn't able to overcome what you overcome, like, losing your brother. Like, I got a brother. I don't know how I would feel if I lost my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How old were you when you lost your brother?
I think I was 19.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, your mind's still developing, you know what I'm saying? Just because you're 21, like, bro, like, when you 21 right now, just when you 20, like, being a 21-year-old and being a 25-year-old, like, it's two different levels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you learn from your mistakes, stuff like that. So with that being said, it's just like, while you experience that at a young age, you keep going, man, that's inspirational. Because most people be stuck in a victim mentality, and that's not you. You know what I'm saying? You like you said, you facing it.
Yeah.
You're going to therapy. Like, I applaud you for that because most young black men, it's not doing that. It's just self-destruct or, like I said, just be stuck in that victim mentality and just.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, well, I can't do this because I'm going through this. Like, I applaud you, bro. I'm very proud of you, dog.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Like, it's kind of crazy. You'll know a person's story. Like, I'll be seeing you and your guys and different people at the gym. Yeah. You not even really thinking about what they went through in their life. And so me just hearing that, like, damn, like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro. Like, I ain't know you went through that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's what's up, bro. Now, last question. You mentioned about God, and who planted that seed for you?
So it was really like as a child, like my mom. Before everything happened, like we used to go to church every Sunday, and like. My mom's side were big on God, and my dad's wasn't. So when I moved with my dad, it kind of, like,
faded.
Yeah. But I had to get back into it by myself. But, like, a huge part of my mom's and, like, on my dad's, because I was living with my dad, but my grandma, heavy on God and stuff like that. So, like, whenever I'm by her, you know, she makes us pray before food and stuff like that. That's kind of how I got back into it. But, like, big part was when I was young, going to church every weekend. My mom, my great aunts, my aunts, like, we all going to church every Sunday. So that's how it started for me. And then after everything happened, like, it did fade when I moved to my dad's. And then what happened to my brother, like, I lost him. Like, because you get to that point where, like, you should never question God, but, like, that was something so tragic, like, I never, ever thought I would experience. But at the end of the day, I, like you just said, like, the devil was throwing things in my way. And he got to my little brother. And once I realized that, I'm like, I should never question God because he would never do something like that. It's always the devil trying to throw things at you. And eventually he got to my brother, which is obviously, like, crazy and sad. But, like, God still has a plan for me. And I had to realize that, like, after my brother died, I really had to find him again. So, yeah, it's been tough, but I've been trying to do the best job I can keeping God in my life.
Yeah, man, you're doing a good job, man. You know, I feel like your testimony can inspire other people to keep it going.
Yeah.
Because are you the only child now? Or
nah, I have a lot of siblings. And
you're the oldest now?
Yeah, I'm the oldest, though. I've been the oldest.
Oh, okay. So that's me, honestly, bro, like, you being the oldest, man, like, believe it or not, bro, like, your siblings is watching you, bro.
Yeah.
They definitely watching you, and you being that role model.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You've been on a video game, man, like, that's something to brag about. Like, if that was my brother or my relative on a video game, like, that's, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, dog, like, yeah, you on the come up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. Yeah, man, you gotta, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. And the last one, I should have asked you this before. Like, what is your experience for playing for Northern Illinois University?
My experience? I'm not gonna lie, it's been great. Ever since I got there, it's been like, I don't know, like, it always felt like I was supposed to be there. Like, so, like, the team, I always never had a problem with any of my teammates. It's always hella fun. Like, especially those away games, like, we played Notre Dame last year, we lost. But, like, that whole experience was crazy. We played in, like, in front of, like, 90,000 people. I'm like, damn, like, I'm really here doing this. So it's just, like, it's been a surreal experience because, like, I always knew I would go D1. But, like, out of high school, I had to go D2 because of COVID and stuff. They were pulling offers. So then I just waited my time and went where I am now, which I'm grateful for and blessed for. But, like, it's been a super surreal experience because, like, D1 is so much different from everything else.
I can imagine.
So it's just like, and you take the good with the bad, but like, it's worth it. So like, it's such a surreal experience, and like, I don't know, I'm just blessed. It's been crazy.
That's good, man. I bet you hate two-a-days.
We don't do that no more. But we practice, and we have like meetings for like 4 hours. Crazy.
Yeah.
We meet before practice, lunch, meeting, and then it's damn near 6 by then, go home. But we got in there at 6. So it's just like long, and that's just fall camp, but like, yeah. If we did 2-a-days though, I don't know how many people will make it, but
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a grind for sure though, mentally, because you got to sit through those meetings and like, you fall asleep. Coach, you're going to get on your ass. You don't know the answer to a basic question that you should know. Coach, going to get on your ass. And eventually, it's going to get to a point where you ain't playing. So, you got to stay locked in mentally.
For sure. So, man, I keep saying it's my last question.
You good.
But, like, what's your pregame songs you listen to?
It really depends on the game. Like, I'm listening to Drake. But, like, depending on what mood I'm in, I might be listening to, like, The Resistance by Drake. Or, like, some, like, kind of chill. But if it's, like, if I'm in, like, a crazy mood, I'm listening to Youngboy or Babytron. Youngboy for sure. Or I'm listening to Babytron because his punches just be so hard.
Yeah, that's my boy Youngboy.
But then it's those three for sure. Drake, Youngboy, or Babytron.
YB better. But, yeah. Yeah, YB better. But, yeah, man, you know. Yeah, man, yeah, yeah. That's what's up, bro. Well, you know. That's all the questions I have. Before we end it, man, I got you my prayers.
Appreciate it.
You know, you definitely got my support, man. If you able to, man, I'm gonna need that jersey, man.
For sure.
No, for sure.
For sure.
I'm gonna need that jersey for sure.
For sure.
And I'm looking forward to playing. I gotta get that NCAA. I've been bullshitting.
I ain't really played it much, okay. Just because we've been so busy. But I played it a few times, and it's nice.
Okay, yeah, for sure, bro. Hell yeah, bro. So yeah, man, you got my full support, bro. So whatever I can do to help you to elevate to the next level, man. If I can help, I got you. Hell yeah, but appreciate you coming, bro.
Nah, I appreciate you having me on here, man.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.